This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reiterates holding parliamentary elections in scheduled date. Home Minister Rambabu Thapa says Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli dissolved parliament to stop regression. Election Commission holds discussions with Health Ministry on health protocols needed for upcoming parliamentary elections. And Democrats plan to introduce article of impeachment against US President Donald Trump. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reiterated his claim of holding election on the 30th of April and 10th of May as per the schedule. Addressing a mosque meeting at Thangadi yesterday, Prime Minister assured that the Election Commission had expedited preparations for elections and there was no doubt about holding the election on the slated dates. He urged people to utilize the upcoming election to sideline the corrupt leadership working against the national interest. The Prime Minister also claimed that the government had been working with the aspiration of happy Nepali, prosperous Nepal, wiping out corruption and maintaining good governance. Prime Minister Oli said the government issued a new map including encroached land at Lipulekh and Limpiadhura and had been working to address the woes of landless squatters via the Commission on Resolving Land-Related Problems. The Prime Minister also said the government had been working to create jobs, modernize agriculture and reduce imports. Home Minister Rambabu Thapa has said Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli decided to dissolve the House of Representatives to stop a regression in Nepal. Addressing a mosque gathering at Charikot of Dholka district yesterday, Home Minister Thapa said regressive forces that did not want to see unified Communist Party, stability, development and prosperity in Nepal were searching weakness in the party. Stating that the reinstatement of the House would invite political instability in the country. The Home Minister viewed that the reinstatement would help the regressive forces. Also addressing the mass gathering, Communications and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung said the Prime Minister did not receive support from his own party although he was working for the welfare of the people and the country. Lawmakers in yesterday's National Assembly meeting have drawn the government's attention to the situation after the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Speaking in the meeting, lawmaker Naren Kaji Shrestha said no one had right to work against the constitution just because of internal dispute in a party. Lawmaker from the Nepal Communist Party Devendra Dahal has cautioned the protesters towards possible transmission of coronavirus while hitting streets against the government's move for fresh people's mandate. Also speaking in the meeting, Nepali Congress lawmaker Ramesh Jang Rayamaji accused the government of breaching the constitution in the name of announcing the elections. Meanwhile, Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee President Tara Devi Bhatta presented the committee's annual report for the fiscal year 2019-20. The Election Commission has held discussions with the officials of the Ministry of Health regarding the health protocol to be followed during the upcoming parliamentary elections. Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha said that the discussions held yesterday were focused on preparing health safety procedures targeting the parliamentary elections. The government of Nepal has already announced the House of Representatives elections dates for April 30 and May 10. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has requested the ministries, including the Ministry of Home Affairs, to direct the District Voting Station and Voting Centre Recommendation Committee to complete their assigned responsibilities. Four former Chief Justices have said that the government recommended for the House of Representatives dissolution by using the Constitution's article that was not applicable. Issuing a press statement yesterday, former Chief Justices Min Bahadur Rayamaji, Anup Raj Sharma, Kalyan Shrestha and Sushila Karki have argued that the Constitution has not given the right for the House of Representatives dissolution. The Kathmandu metropolitan city is allowing schools to resume classes from coming 14th of January. The education department of the metropolitan city has said as the number of corona infection has significantly decreased, the school can resume the classes adopting necessary health safety protocols. Meanwhile, spokesperson of the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Deepak Sharma, said although basis for reopening school in local level had been set, a cabinet decision was needed for the compulsory resumption of the classes. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at around 97.4%. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, out of more than 264,000 infected people, more than 257,000 have recovered from the coronavirus infection. The ministry said 585 people in Nepal recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. Similarly, additional 554 people were diagnosed to have coronavirus infection in Nepal yesterday. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 1,909 with confirmation of 6 deaths yesterday. Pokhara Regional Airport is likely to come into operation within the next 6 months. The project officials have said 68% work progress has been achieved in the construction of the airport. Construction of the 2,500 meters long runway, the air traffic control tower, 7 buildings and a hangar of the airport has been completed. Project Chief Engineer Binis Munkarmi said only the works of fitting lighting and some equipment were left. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, is holding its Central Working Committee's meeting on the 21st of January. Chief Secretary at the Nepali Congress Central Office, Krishna Prasad Paudel, urged the office bearers and members of committee to attend the meeting to be held on 21st of January at the party headquarters. Earlier, the party had set a meeting for the 12th of January. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदै छ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. Democrats plan to introduce an article of impeachment against President Donald Trump for his role in Wednesday's invasion of the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she would move forward with impeachment if Trump did not resign immediately. The charge of incitement of insurrection is set to be introduced by House Democrats on Monday. They accused Trump for encouraging a riot in Congress in which 5 people died. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said impeachment was for Congress to decide, but said he had thought for a long time President Trump was not fit to hold the job. If the process does go ahead, it would be the second time the House of Representatives has pursued impeachment against President Trump. In December 2019, the House impeached Trump on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. But the Senate acquitted him on both the charges in February 2020. Now, U.S. President U.S. President has ever been impeached twice. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has been permanently suspended from Twitter due to the risk of further incitement of violence. Twitter said the decision was made after close review of recent tweets from his Twitter handle @RealDonaldTrump account and the context around them. Trump's Twitter ban came on Friday after he tweeted several messages on Wednesday calling the people who stormed the U.S. Capitol as patriots. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1 and Lumbini province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reiterates holding parliamentary elections in scheduled date. Home Minister Rambabu Thapa says Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli dissolved parliament to stop regression. Election Commission holds discussions with Health Ministry on health protocols needed for upcoming parliamentary elections, and Democrats plan to introduce article of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.